Montserrat Medina Martinez was an up-and-coming woman in Spanish business. Montserrat graduated in aeronautical engineering with top academic honors. Soon after, Stanford offered a paid scholarship to do a PhD in computational mathematics there. Despite being only 36 years of age at the time, she had gone from success to success professionally. With a scholarship from Stanford, she created a Silicon Valley startup that she later sold to PayPal for several million. And despite her youth, she was signed as a Deloitte partner at only 34 years of age. Fame, money, international recognition, she had everything except happiness. After a time of discernment, she saw that God was calling her to use her talents in a different manner. She decided to leave everything and enter an Augustinian convent as a contemplative nun. Montserrat decided to become a nun. Success and money were not making her happy, and she was looking for more. For Montserrat, it appeared that she had found the treasure that her heart's been searching for, and of which the gospel speaks. And she gave herself to God as a nun at the monastery of Augustinian contemplative nuns of Santa Ana, located in the town of San Mateo in Castellón, near the eastern coast of Spain. Montserrat first had to pass through a period of intense formation and needed to give special care to the space of prayer and solitude. Before disappearing at the end of 2020, she explained in a letter to her partners at Deloitte the reason to why she gave up everything to enter the convent. In a letter, she acknowledged that she was Catholic, but for a long time she didn't put God at the center of her life. She noted that she had used all of her talents for her own glory and to accumulate riches in the world. Before apologizing to her colleagues for the fault she may have done against them, this young woman had announced that she had made the most important and at the same time the simplest decision of her life, to stop investing in her earthly future and start investing in her eternal future. She affirmed that she had found the greatest treasure. Let us remember Montserrat Medina Martinez in our prayers, but most importantly, our fellow brothers and sisters out there who are still trying to discern a call to the religious life. But let us also pray for each other, that we may find the will of God in our lives and stay true to our calling. Just the way you are, let this knowledge settle into your body.